One, two, check.
Oh, yeah, like...
You can hear about the Elvis impersonator.
How are you, sir?
Good.
You're looking very well.
Thanks very much.
One, two, check.
The man with a dog on his head.
He's a half Yorkie and a half Chihuahua. Stick white.
One, two.
And the most miserable woman in Mead.
I think I'll pack up. Don't want this to get broke.
One, two.
But not yet. Because a day out like this has to start in the car park.
What are you eating?
Salad sandwiches.
Salad sandwiches. Bloody heavy, huge bag.
Sausage.
Yeah. Makes a million. That's great. And the chip vans aren't going to make any money off you today, are they?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, it's a recession, isn't it?
So you have a picnic bag and you have salad sandwiches.
Yeah, ham sandwiches, chicken, cocktail sausages, tea.
That's brilliant. Did you do all that?
I don't know, no.
How long do you think you'll stay?
Oh, we'll probably stay till about 4 or 5 anyway. You know, have a nice family day out. We're hoping that the kids see plenty of animals.
Bag up another bit.
The car park is a field.
Bag up another bit.
Known here in Dunderry County Meath as...
Clarke's Field. I think there's 35 acres in that field.
35 in that, yeah.
And it's full. Could be 400 cars in it, would there be?
Oh, there would be.
Maybe more.
Did you not get rid of the cow pats for the dubs coming down?
No.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to our 9th annual Dunderry Fair Day. We would like to thank you for all your support, and we hope you have a great day. Declan and Ernie will kick off at 4 p.m. on the main stage.
The next thing you see at the entrance is a giant bull hanging from a crane.
Well, we bring him round every year to, on the trailer any time we're involved in Patrick's Day parades. And
relax, it's a family day out. The bull is stuffed.
Very easy to keep, and can keep the condition on them, no problem. No bother feeding them. And the price of beef at the moment, we're thinking of selling them.
You're at the Dunderry Country Fair near Navan, County Meath.
The baby
show is now taking place behind the GA Centre.
Dunderry is a tiny village, a short main street with a fork at one end and a crossroads near the other.
Could Derek Hickey please move his truck?
At the crossroads, a trailer is parked sideways. It's a stage. A country band are up first.
You know who these are? What group this
Matt
is?
Levy.
Matt Levy.
Matt Levy, yeah.
He's the fella in the cowboy hat, is he?
He is, yeah.
And is he American?
No, he's that boy.
Along the main street, pens with animals for children to pet and feed. Cattle, sheep, and talking horses.
I'm looking at all the animals and feeding them.
You fed them? Who did you feed?
All the horses.
And did the horse say thank you?
Yeah. That one just did.
That one there just said thank you, did it?
Yeah.
Fantastic. What's your name, may I ask?
I'm Connor.
Where are you from, Connor?
Ireland.
Good man yourself. Thank you very much.
Beside the GAA pitch, the fun fair with scary rides.
Okay, step this way and join us now on the Crazy Fun House.
This is where the teenagers are. The boys are trying to look hard, the girls are trying to look gorgeous, and both are trying to look cool. But that all slips when they get onto the giant ride that throws them up in the air. They're all laughing and screaming. Except for one poor girl, who's holding her hand over her mouth. She's green. Time to step back. Nearby on the GAA pitch, players are lining up to sit on a bicycle saddle on a contraption suspended over a tank filled with water.
Give me another one.
Children are lining up to fire footballs at the contraption.
Now come in.
If they hit the red button, the saddle falls and the player gets dunked. It's a cold day to be soaking wet, but around the corner there's a cure.
Get the cure, get an order.
A cure that dare not speak its name.
Actually, that tastes nice. It actually tastes.
You like a cure? Drop that.
The lads in the cycling club are in a knot. If you remember Section 31, where you could see Sinn Féin on the TV but weren't allowed to hear them speak, then this is like that. The cycling club stall had what looked like a poutine still in it.
Distilled water.
It had a sign mentioning poutine, but they had their lips sealed.
We can't mention the name on radio.
Well, They tried.
To get this to work, that putty's... Oh, sorry. To get that little still over there to work, you have to...
Could Derek Hickey please move his truck?
It's radio. Nobody knows who you are.
You could just give me your PPS number at the end of it.
Anyone around might do the cash and set. If not, we'll do a few waltzes and let people out and have a little waltz around there.
Another stage on a trailer. This one has an accordion player with a drum machine on it.
So we get Danny maybe so to play a few waltzes maybe. And
down in front of him, sheets of plywood laid out for set dancing.
Enjoy yourself, that's what we're all here for. So, a few waltzes, Danny.
A woman in a pink anorak is there, looking for company.
Now, don't be shy. Come on out and have a little waltz there. Lovely board. Your day out, have a fling here on the floor.
One volunteer, the Elvis impersonator in a white Vegas jumpsuit.
The moment I always waited for.
As she's dancing with him, the woman in the pink anorak is looking over Elvis's shoulder with a fixed grin on her face.
Now don't leave us on our own. Come on.
You may chuckle, but Elvis is a good waltzer. And you're saying to yourself, if the real Elvis could dance like that and have a day out at Dunderry Country Fair, he might be still alive now. Unless, of course, that is the...
Now, come on and join us, somebody here. This is like the bride and groom, the first dance, so come on out.
An Ulster Bank Visa card has been handed into the office. If anyone owns it, could you please come and collect it?
Back out on the main street, some of the animals are for sale. The man with the donkeys is not doing too well.
He's trying to buy this donkey off me here now.
Is he?
He's slowing off with money.
Depending on how you be asking for him.
Exactly, that's a good point.
Well, I'm asking now. Look, she's quiet now, as you can see.
Oh, I know.
And you want
quiet.
Him quiet.
Across the way, the woman with chicks is doing better. She's putting some of them into a white fertiliser bag.
What is in it?
Yeah. Are you buying them? What are you going to do with them?
I go to the lay eggs, Mick.
All right.
Be hard-boiled eggs or soft-boiled eggs?
And where will you keep them?
I'm out to Gala Cross. I have some holiday homes there, so they supply my eggs, my guests.
Looking, they're lovely. Our father used to breed them.
Whereabouts?
In Finglas in the house.
Really?
Yeah, he used to put a little lamp at the side of the fire and put them into the box. We used to buy them off a man that going around. And used to rear them there and then put them out the back.
And did you eat them?
Of course we ate them. What do you think you do with them?
If you were to stand still in the main street during the country fair, you'd see what, for a lot of people, a day out like this is all about.
How are you?
How was the baby?
Chatting.
Well, young Malin, how are you keeping? How's things, Liam?
Hey, thanks.
No bother.
Come here. Do you want to see here this year? Hippies.
I seen them out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They even two ponies.
Yeah.
And half barons. They call them half barons. More people call them that one there. A barons club.
Yeah.
Back up at the crossroads stage, the country group are taking a break.
They're a dance group from Dance Force Academy in Chairman. They're just doing a dance now.
It's a bit like diversity or one of those things. It's that kind of dancing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That you'd see on Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's good.
Well, folks, everybody wins here. Pick your own prize every time. No losers here. Pick your own prize.
Across from the dancers, a field full of stalls and displays. People selling insulation, water softeners, welly trees, potato peelers... and socks.
Doing okay, but could be better, you know. But it's just the way the country is at the minute.
And are you not doing better with the recession? Are people not...
Oh, well, they are a wee bit, but they're holding the money tight.
Really?
I better try to make a few, Bobby. There's a good sock there.
Where did you come from?
Edmund, Julian, Mickey and Bernard.
From?
From Dundalk.
And what do you think of it now that you...
Brilliant. Oh, it's very good. The only thing, I wore the wrong shoes.
What are you wearing?
High heels.
Here, look.
Having a pair of
shoes. This woman is looking for a pair of shoes. She's got high heels. Are you selling shoes?
No, don't do shoes. A man up at the further stall. There's everything here today. everything. You'll get anything.
From a needle to an acrostat, that lady said.
He's on a candle for tonight, because yeah. I told him there was jasmine in it and he'd be put, she'd be putty in his hands.
Do you want a hand?
I think she's all right.
Behind the sock man, the most miserable woman in Meath, Mary. She has a table of jewellery for sale, but there's no one anywhere near her. Just as well, because she couldn't serve them. She's holding onto the aluminium frame of her awning, trying to stop it taking off in the wind.
Has this been going on all day?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's getting worse, but...
Will they come out later on, or more people come around to you later on?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think I'll pack up. I don't want this to get broke.
All right. And where did you come from?
I came from Dublin.
Did you? Yeah. And do you do a lot of the fairs?
Not really.
Okay.
Just trying them, but I don't think I'll keep at them.
Why? What did you do before you were doing this?
Nothing.
Nothing? Just trying to make a bit of a living?
Yeah.
But that's really fighting you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Do you want a hand taking it down, Arthur?
No, it's fine.
That's the idea now, and that kicker is for the idea of that. No.
Just down from Mary, the wind doesn't bother a man digging.
Lie there, lads, if you want to.
He's using a very narrow spade with a big wooden heel on it.
That is the lie digging. So it's kind of a, well, it went back a couple of hundred years now. You're talking about before the plough even came in, you know.
And you're digging a trench, you're taking a top
just
off.
Just a demonstration of a hole over there. That man might think it's a bit heavy.
I used these 50 odd years ago.
And here's the thing about a day out like this. You learn from those doing the demonstrating, but also from those looking on.
I'm from Longford.
And what did you use it for?
For the same, turning sods for setting potatoes. And fresh clay and fresh lea ground, yeah?
Oh, it had to be lea ground, yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't get this cut today, but it's probably worse.
What does lea ground mean?
It means that it hasn't been turned or used in recent years, I suppose, yeah.
What age were you when you did that?
I was about 12 or around that year. Used to do it at home, you know.
It was before you played with the PlayStation, was it?
Before for such a thing, we never heard of this station.
That kept you out of trouble anyway. Yeah.
Have
we all ever taunting about?
More experts, looking at a small grey Ferguson that has just been built from parts in record time.
He's got 7 minutes dead.
I was down in Cork, where am I? And you know how long it took? 2 seconds short of 5 minutes.
To build the whole tractor?
The whole tractor. An English group.
Did it stay standing after they built it?
They started it up.
Every nut piece checked.
They weren't using sellotape or glue or...
No, they weren't.
Where are you gentlemen from?
Clonus, County Monaghan.
And what brought you down here?
I just...
For the days out and to see how things goes.
Great. And are you enjoying yourselves?
Very well, very well.
Did you have a go in the amusements?
No. Too old for that.
It's about to start raining. It's time to buy ice cream.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Indeed, yeah.
Another man demonstrating and drawing a big crowd. He's tinsmithing. When the wind gets up, he's warm enough. As he's bent over the large mug he's working on,
you're messing.
A small brown dog is sitting on the back of his head and shoulders.
Stop messing. He's a half Yorkie and a half Chihuahua.
Is he helping the work at all?
Oh, he does, yeah, by times.
How long does it take to make something like that?
Take about 20 minutes, half an hour.
Is that all? That's fantastic. What's the dog's name?
Gizmo. Stick white.
Oh, what's your name?
James Collins.
Where are you from, James?
Well, I'm originally from Maidenderry, County Offaly, living in Dublin. Long with Michael, we've done it here, you know, from Navin, throwing the traveller's culture back in years back, you know. So that's.
And the Gizmo's keeping you company?
He keeps me company.
Just opposite the tinsmith, more work going on. Inside a tent this time.
Getting my ear pierced.
Are you?
Yeah. Just a little stud.
Okay.
Yeah.
And have you got piercings done before?
Yeah, I have my tongue and that and my ears. And my nose. So
can I ask you about pain?
My tongue was sore, but the rest was alright.
Are you connected to her?
We're just fine.
You're not gonna hold her hand, are you?
I'm gonna hold her hand up you, do you? Come here.
I think I'll manage.
And I'm fine. I don't want any more.
When do you decide to stop? How do you decide when you've had enough?
Well, I about 2 years ago got my tongue pierced. You know, it was grand though, but after that I didn't want any more. I knew 1 month I got the tongue done, but no. And I don't want any tattoos either.
And did it affect your speech or anything, getting your tongue pierced?
I don't think so, no. Well, not
lispy for a few days.
No, just keep still there for me, okay? That's it?
All right, Grant.
All right?
Sure. A little bit, not too bad.
Okay? Yeah. Now, that's in kind of tight, okay? Okay. It has to be like that, all right, to initially to stay in the bed.
How are you getting on today?
Grant, not a bother on us.
Is there any work at all for you, or is anyone...
It's quiet enough. Quiet enough. For the size of the crowd, we've been very lucky.
Also dealing with pain, the Red Cross.
Bumps and bruises, mostly.
We're going around on bicycles.
We actually done our fundraising here last year for them. And they're a great, they're a response unit, so as we can get our AED and oxygen up through the town, especially when it's busy like it is today, you know.
Well, I know there's a lot of big preachers that know a lot more than I do.
The Red Cross aren't the only ones who are dressed up. There are two ninjas, two samurai. I've no idea why, I was afraid to ask. There are also two women going around dressed in hooped skirts.
We have like a toilet roll holder, like the old toilet roll holder layered tiered dresses.
Yeah.
So we look like a wedding cake.
Yours is lemon.
It's lemon.
And that's
pale pink.
So you look like Southern Belles.
Thanks very much.
And you have velvet capes.
Velvet capes.
One has an Indian decoration between her eyebrows.
My bindi.
A bindi.
Yeah.
So you're a combination of Indian
we're
and...
We're a bit of a mix. We're confused.
Great. And are you celebrating something or...
We're celebrating Dunderry Fair every year.
Tom Byrne, are you there? How are things up there in that Navan Road, Tom? Is there many collectors needed or what way are you fixed?
The men from the village who are working at the fair are dressed in striped grandfather shirts and waistcoats.
Drilling a few signs up there.
Are you from here?
I think everyone in the dairy is more or less a blow-in. You have to be here for about 800 years before you're officially from here, and I'm only here 5 years.
Where did you come from?
I'm originally from Mullingar.
And what brought you over?
Small school, small village, nice people, very friendly people. Once you come in, you can't get out.
How did you pick us? How did you land on us?
I was in the market to buy a new house because the family was expanding. I was looking on the paper one day and I saw it, and my wife was on the internet one day and saw a house, and we went home that night, it was the same house, and we came down and we bought, the minute we came down we saw it and we bought it, fell in love with the place.
Give me an instance that you realised that this was the right place to be. Was there?
I suppose the day we came down to look at the house, we brought the four kids with us and we walked down the road from the house, and there was a little bar and we sat outside on a summer's day in May. And I had a pint, and the girls had a bag of crisps, and we says, oh, this is a lovely little place. And we says, this is it. Hello, how are you doing?
I interrupted you there, you sorry.
You're on.
You look the part, Mark, it's a great day.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Yeah,
how are you getting on?
Not a bother.
These are friends of ours,
Alex.
From Loudmead Down Syndrome branch. Dunderry Fair, what it prides itself on is all the proceeds goes to local charities. I have a little girl with Down Syndrome, and that's how I know these people here, and I know Ben, so.
And what line of work are you in?
I'm a builder.
Are you?
I am.
God help you. How are you getting on?
Struggling, like all builders, but
yeah,
we're doing okay. And there's lots of good men around here as well that we all work together, you know.
The recession. It should have no place at a country fair, but it does. Back on the main stage, the country band are trying to be upbeat about it. Although everyone might not agree with their politics. Here's an image from the day. On the main street, a small boy is leaning his elbows on the end of a white table. His chin is in his hands, and he's looking at a woman who's holding a glass jar full of pale yellow gloop. He's curious.
What is that what you're making?
It's hard work, huh?
What is that which we're making?
It's butter we're making, yeah. Oh, would you like a little try?
Churning the butter.
Churning the butter.
This is a glass churn. It's a 1950s churn. Around the 1950s it came in after the big wooden churns.
We already had a bit of oil, it was nice.
Where is it different from the shop butter?
Tastes a lot better. Oh, I'm carved in
there. See, there's the beaters there, and you turn this little handle, and of course it looks like a little... whips it around, you know.
Electric beater. Do I see it?
You have to see it, look.
And how long does it take? How long
do
you have to
wait? It takes about 20 minutes.
And how big is your arm there? Can I see your biceps on that?
Well, you can look at Granny's here. She's 91, so she's been at it for a while, so she's quite big ones now.
Really, Marvin?
Come on, open the floor. Come on, Danny Webster.
Up. The crowd are still slow to get up to dance. But if they're too shy to dance, they might avail of the services of Tom Feeney.
Feeney. I even can tell you about the fellow that's two-timing.
How can you tell that?
He's standing leaning on a long stick. He's with two men. In his hand he has a diary.
But I have all my correspondence here.
He opens it to show them envelopes and letters between the pages.
Look at this.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that. I've even photographed of them there. That's only some of them now.
Yeah.
He's persuading the men of his skills as a matchmaker.
Matchmaker, yeah.
And people think that it doesn't happen, but it does happen.
It does.
He gets you a woman, but what did you
get rid of one
for you?
Hi.
I don't think you have a woman, have you?
No.
I don't think you have. See that now? I can see it in him. I can see it in him.
Yeah.
That for the head.
I have two of them.
How can you tell if he has a woman or not?
I see it in his face. A fella that has a woman does be a little bit more... he be a little bit more worn. Whether it's been in bed with her or tidy put up with her or what.
But do you agree with that?
Oh, definitely.
And you're the man with the woman, are you?
Two of them.
And finally, back to the family we met in the car park at the beginning of the day, with a big bag of sandwiches.
How are you getting on?
I'm grand, brilliant.
Yeah, it's great. What are the kids enjoying?
Oh, they love all the animals, all the different rides and everything.
My favourite thing was probably this. Yeah. Going up and down.
I'm going home to Nabber, and I'm a man I love with me.
Thanks very much.
Thank you for all your support, and we hope you have a great day.